Israeli hostages describe lack of food, sleep, every day was like hell. By Joel B. Polak on December 9, 2023. A video of freed Israeli hostages recounting their experiences in Hamas captivity was released on Saturday, as Israelis continued to press for their freedom. The video was released as thousands of Israelis gathered in a square in front of the Tel Aviv Art Museum that has been dubbed Kidnapped Square, in honor of the hostages. pic.twitter.com/lkjlx24 N12, at N12 News, December 9, 2023. Maya Regev, 21, who was shot in the leg by Hamas during the October 7 terror attack and had to endure 7 weeks of captivity with her wound, speaks from a wheelchair after undergoing surgeries in an Israeli hospital. "Every day was like hell, an unreal fear, no sleep at night," she says in the video. Her brother, Itai, 18, who was also released, also recalls constant hunger and fear, and speaks about his concern for the 137 hostages still being held in Hamas. Several elderly women who were held captive are also shown. One, Ophelia Reutman, 77, who was shot on October 7, described being held without seeing light, and rationing small pieces of bread to survive. "It reminded me of the experience of the Holocaust," she said. Another elderly woman spoke about having her oxygen machine, which she uses to aid her sleep at night, taken away by her Hamas captors. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.